afternoon call. I just wanted to make sure we were recording, so guys, sorry about that. It's Joe Varnador. Welcome to the Wednesday, Thursday afternoon call. We have the distinct pleasure today of having Mr. Ralph Marshall on, and he is going to go through the new platform, Notes Direct, and I think we have Mr. Moore on as well. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing very well. How are you, Joe?
Very good. And Ralph, how are you, Captain?
I'm great, sir. Thanks for having me.
Very good. So I don't believe Matt's on, so that's okay. So why don't we, and Ralph, have you been opening this up to questions at all at the end of your, at the end of the presentation, or?
We just, as the questions come in, and if you guys could just summarize them for me, I don't want to spend more than 20 minutes on this. I don't want to take too much of your call.
Right.
So, yeah, if you could just kind of summarize them and let me know what the questions are after I'm done, I'd be glad to answer them for you.
Very good. So, guys, here's what we'll do is as you have questions for Ralph, then why don't you go ahead and type those in, and I'll monitor those, and we'll pull those up, and at the end of the call, we'll take care of those. So, Ralph, let me see. I think I am going to turn the screen over to you, it looks
hey,
like.
Joe. Hey, Joe, yes. can I give a spoiler alert?
Okay,
I would have everybody who's on the call wait at least 10 minutes into Ralph's presentation before you type in your first question, because I've been fortunate enough to see this a couple of times, and as it unfolds, most of your questions will be answered because this thing is awesome.
Great idea.
Ralph, I'm giving it to you now.
Okay.
Are you sure you want to make it? Yes, there you go.
Perfect.
So there you go, sir. You've got it.
All right. Can you see the screen well there, Joe? Is it big enough
yes,
for you?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
May want to make it a little bit bigger, but,
okay.
But yes,
let's see if it'll make it a little bigger. Oh, wait.
Okay.
There we go. How's that?
There you go. Perfect.
And now I'll make it so it fills more of the screen. There we go. Is that better, bud?
Perfect. Perfect.
Okay. Excellent. Well, good afternoon, everyone. Thanks again for joining us today. I wanted to give everyone on the call a quick introductory to Notes Direct and basically showing people how to log on and then some of the key features of Notes Direct. Now, some of you may have been on the other calls earlier this week, so this may be a repeat of some of that information. But as you know, sometimes when you hear something again, you know, it kind of makes you go, oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that. So hopefully you'll learn something new if you've seen this before. If not, it's something new to you, and it's exciting. We were really excited here at Note School and Colonial Funding Group to offer an online note trading platform. It's been a while coming, but we believe we have a superior product. It's really, we put a lot of time and effort and money into this, and I think you're going to like the results. This system is very similar to what Halo had on the VIP Asset Exchange, if some of you may be familiar with that. As you can see down in the lower right corner, it's powered by Halo. However, this has been modified extensively. And really, one of the key benefits, besides the modifications we've made, is the fact that we are able to control this ourselves. We have all the data, we have all the information, and everything is in our control. So it makes it a lot better, a lot quicker process buying and selling loans. And I think it'll save, in the end, all of you time when you're buying assets. And that's really an frustration. Because as we know, sometimes we have issues with drop boxes and emails and all this other type of stuff. So that's what this system is really designed to fix. So I will go ahead and just get started. What you see now is the Notes Direct homepage. Many of you have there. It's a very plain, very vanilla homepage. And there's a reason for that. This is an invitation-only website. So what that means is that you will have to receive an email from notesdirect.com to get into this system. All of our Note School students have been invited. So if you have not received the email, I'm going to show you here what that email should look like. That email should look like this, and hopefully you can see it. It is a basic email that says you've been invited to join Notes Direct. It tells you where to click, and it is coming from notesdirect.com, and I don't think you can see it, but if really what the email address is do not reply, all one word, at notesdirect.com. And you can either put that in your address book or you can put it in your safe list, whatever you have, because this is the email address that is a lot of correspondence will be coming from in the future. And this is also a way to see if this ended up in your spam box if you weren't able to register or get the email before. So when you get this email, what you're going to want to do is copy this access code down, either write it down or copy and paste it, however you like to do it, and then just click on the notesdirect.com register link, and it takes you right to the page. Now, you want to use the email address that we have on file for you and the one that you received it at. You're going to use one primary email address. Even if you have multiple entities, this is the primary email address you have with Note School. So I'm going to go ahead and put that email address in for me that I used for this particular instance. And I've cut and pasted and copied these a few times, so it makes it a little easier and quicker. Oh, it's not known. Oh, my goodness. Don't you hate it when that happens? All right. The show didn't work like I wanted to. What's up with that? All right, let's try that again. Okay. Don't pay any attention to the man behind the curtain. All right, Wilmington Financial at... Okay. You know what I didn't do? I didn't put in the registration code. See, I didn't follow my own advice.
There you go. You didn't follow your own instructions.
Yeah, I didn't, did I? I got two steps. I forgot which one it was. All right, so I got a step ahead of myself. So here it is. This is the account registration. My apologies for that. And now here we go. So as you can see, this is the NotesDirect registration page. Everything that is highlighted, has a red asterisk is required. So you can see I have the name in the company, my name, actually that's my son's name. And we want to put the address in here, way out way. Now, this is really critical that you put the correct information here, is because this is the point of where all the information for the contracts and the assignments, and when you do buy assets, this is where this information is drawn from. So please make sure this is correct. Now, we'll go down here and we'll put in our entity here. After I put this information in. Okay, now you come down here to your purchasing entity. Now, the biggest question is, well, Ralph, I have more than one entity. Well, many of us do. And that is one of the great new features of this program, is that you can actually put more than one entity into this system. So we would just recommend doing one right now. And then when you get in and you log on later, you can actually add more. And I'm going to show you how to do that as well here in a moment. You can put your IRA account information in there. Now let's put your password. This is what I was trying to do. I got ahead of myself. And okay. All right. Now, user type, if I'm a principal or a broker, meaning I'm buying it for myself or I'm brokering them. Are you an accredited investor? And if you're not sure what the definition of an accredited investor is, there's actually a link here that'll take you to it. And if you don't know, just say not sure, or hit yes or no, whatever works for you. Coming down here to the preferences. Now you see here, these are basically everything that we can look for out there pretty much. And this is really more for letting us know, hey, these are what I'm looking for. But when you select something in your preferences, it does not mean you can't look at anything else. It's more for us when we're going into the future looking at other pools of assets that we're looking to buy. We want to see what some people may like, what they don't like, and this will tailor what we can buy and don't buy. So it's up to you, whatever you put here. Again, none of this will affect the fact that you can pick any type of assets. Selecting the lien types, the states. Now down here for the zip codes, you can put any zip code you'd like, or you can put nothing. Again, these are just preferences, so it kind of makes it, again, just for some information to help you guys. The next step is the non-disclosure agreement, and most of us out here have already filled out a non-disclosure agreement. There's a few reasons why we're having you do this again. One, we want to reiterate the importance of a non-disclosure agreement. Joe, Kevin, you guys all iterate every time how important it is not to contact borrowers and not to do the things you know you're not supposed to do. None of us need to be told, but we all need to be reminded, right? So that's what this is for that one reason. Two, it's a digital signature, keeps it clean, and we have a new copy for everybody. And finally, it just you actually have a copy yourself that you can download and you can look at in the future also. It's a digital signature, so you, after reviewing the document, you come down here to the bottom. I would recommend you read the terms and conditions. You can click on this link. It basically tells you the terms of the site, terms of sale, all that good stuff. And then finally, the non-disclosure agreement itself. And now you're going to put your name there or whatever name you use to sign up with, in my case. And account approval is appending. So now it should take about a day or so at the most to be approved. However, in this beginning stage, with so many folks, it might take a little longer, but it shouldn't. It should have definitely shouldn't be a problem before some assets are released. So I'm going to do some stuff here behind the scenes to approve this, and it is now done. So now I'm going to go back to my email, bring that up, and now you're going to see another email come up that comes from notesdirect.com, and basically that is telling me. Make sure I can make it big here.
And Ralph, is that instantaneous, or is that going to take 24 hours, or what's that going to look like?
It's instantaneous after we hit the button here in the office. However, it'll take about a day or so, most likely, to be approved, just because we may not get around to it. Yes, usually it's about a day or so, I would say. Right now, it's pretty instantaneous because we're on it. We want to not get too far behind, but yes. Okay. All right, so now you can see we have been approved. Again, from notesdirect.com, do not reply at notesdirect.com. And we will click on this. And now we're back into that login screen. So I'll put in that email address that I used to log in. And now I will put in the password. And log in. And here we are. This is the main page that you get into when you come into NotesDirect. It is a search page. So this is where you can filter out assets, look for assets that you'd like to buy, what you don't want to buy, all those kind of things. I would recommend just hitting the search button right down here, this orange button here, and just looking for everything to see what's out there, and then you can sort it out to however you want. There are no assets listed on here, so when you hit the search button, you're going to see you did not see anything. You're not missing out on anything. This is the, again, we're doing these things in phases because there's so many people to get into the system, and it's a new system, and we're still working on the testing and working out any bugs and that type of stuff. Timeline-wise, this is basically the first portion of the training on this. The next portion of the training will be at the Summer Summit. Hopefully you all can make it. If you cannot make it, then we're going to have a special webinar the week before the assets will be made available, and that will be on the 9th. What is the second Thursday in June, guys? The 9th. Titanium Thursday, that 9th, will be the first day that we're going to have assets on here for the Titanium folks, and then for the rest of the mentoring students, we'll follow the normal progression after that. That's when there will be assets on here. Now, if there's any bugs or there's some issues along the way that we're not able to roll that out, we'll let you know, and then you'll be able to buy assets the other way. These assets will be updated once a month, just like they are now, and as an asset disappears, or somebody buys it, then it will no longer be available. So it's real-time data. It's so real-time that the information from the servicer, for example, the pay histories, are automatically updated every night the night before. So you really have a spot-on, accurate information about this asset. Also on this, you'll see there'll be documents that you'll be able to download, so it'll get rid of the Dropbox system. So everything will be all in this one spot. So I'm going to go over briefly, Joe, just a kind of these tabs and some of the other features, if that's okay.
Okay. No, that's perfect. Perfect.
So here's the search asset tabs. Again, you can specify what you want, REO, performing, non-performing, etc. This is just how to buy assets, and it really just is a graphical form of kind of what you do, what you don't do, that type of thing, when the offer is accepted, etc. And then also has the frequently asked questions, so like who can use NotesDirect, what properties are listed are notes. We kind of use properties and notes as a synonymous term. Can you provide the borrower with information, et cetera, et cetera. So these are all some of the great things. So what I'd recommend everyone to do is just kind of mess around on the site a little bit. Next is the My Account page. You click on this. This is where you're going to see a list of all of your offers and your purchases. Also some favorites. You can actually mark assets as favorites and then go from there. So that's what you'll see here, and you hit more and it's completed deals, canceled offers, that type of thing. This is all under the My Accounts tab. Next is settings and preferences, which I think is pretty self-explanatory. This is the new feature here which I think is phenomenal. My purchasing entities. You can actually add additional entities here. So before the notes go for sale or REOs go for sale, I would highly recommend putting all your entities in here, because once it's one and done. It's it. And then when you're buying assets, it's a nice drop-down menu that you pick it and you don't have to fill this stuff out again, which is
so phenomenal. If you're buying in your IRA, if you're buying in a trust, if you're buying in an LLC, and you've got different entities that you're going to be buying in, go ahead and put all of those in there.
Yes, sir. You got it, because it will save you a lot of time and effort in the future, and you won't have to fill that out anymore.
Right. I think Bob Repass made a good point yesterday when we were going over it, and that was being how specific you are when you're looking for assets. And guys, if you go in and punch in a zip code, and there, you know, you're probably being too specific at this point. Correct, Ralph?
Yes, exactly. So, for example, like if I only want a note that's under $10,000, well, you can go, all right, well, here's a current UPB, and I want it under $20,000 here. You hit search. Well, there may be 100 assets in there, but none of them are under $20,000. So if you hit search and it comes up with your search did not return any results, it's because you've just limited your search too much.
Yeah, and you're going to widen it. You'll widen it from there. If you put a specific county and you put limit your return.
Exactly. So that's
explain to them as well the interest rate. So if you want a loan that has a coupon asset that has a coupon rate of 9%, then it's going to show you only loans that has a current interest rate of 9%.
That is correct. You got it. Does not mention, that is not yield, that is interest rate. So, mm-hmm. Correct. So I would recommend just keeping everything all and hit search, and then you can see everything, and then if you need to filter it down, I would go that direction.
Gotcha.
Good question, sir. Next is password and security. I guess that's pretty straightforward. My documents, this is where your NDA is located, and this is where also you'll find all your contracts and that type of thing. And then that's it, I believe, in questions and answers. This is just now. This is a. I'm sorry. Question and answers. There's a few ways that you can communicate with us here at Notes Direct. One is via the question and answer box. That's via my account down here. Another way is via the contact us link. All of these will contact us via our system, and we will reply via this system. You will get a notification email that we have replied to you. That one that we saw before. The do not reply at notesdirect.com. Right there, if you can read it, sorry. That is where you'll get a reply, and then you can come back here and actually look and see what the reply was to that message. So you can put it in here, and we'll get back to you. And this is where we prefer to have all communications in here. So this really is replacing the offering at colonialfundinggroup.com. Offerings. I'm sorry if I get that mixed up. That is going away. Now, it will still be there just because we need it to have for some other issues that may come up. However, this is the preferred way to communicate. And then what it'll do is when you actually buy an asset, you don't see it on here, but it'll be linked to it. And so if it's on 101 Sesame Street, you can have all the messages that were about 101 Sesame Street going, hey, Ralph, where is the copy of the blank? I couldn't find it. Could you help me find it? Okay, great. It's on this page. There it is. You see it right there? That kind of thing. Or any issues that come up that would you normally send through offering, that's where it'll go, is in this system, and that's how you communicate with us. I think that's about it, guys. I think I covered all the highlights, the big stuff, went over the timeline. Again, we're going to do training at the Summer Summit and then training afterwards before the first asset release. And then from there, everything will be done on notesdirect.com. And I think that's about it. Guys, is there any questions you may have or someone else came up with?
We've got a couple here, and these are great for generically for everybody, because I'm sure everybody's got the same questions. So Mr. Rogers asked, hey, Michael, how you doing? Will this platform give us access to more notes than what is on the tape for each month?
No, it's the same amount.
It will be the same amount.
It will be the same amount. And then if there are assets that don't sell in 1 month that are left over, they'll still be on the site in the next month. So it may start looking like there's more assets, but they were just maybe the same ones that were left over from the month prior. The way you're going to be able to differentiate those is that you don't see it on this page, but there's actually a new listing that'll show up. It's like a highlighted graphic, and that will tell you that it's 30 days or less old. And so that's how you can tell the difference.
So this so this still is going to come out, Ralph, as the newest assets will be available to Titanium students on Titanium Thursday.
Correct.
And that all the other assets will be on there once that period of time is gone, right? So
that's
you'll be able
it.
To
they'll
see.
Still all be there. Yes, whatever assets are left over, they'll still be there.
And of course, as the fund grows, I think I'm correct in saying this, and correct me if I'm wrong, but as the fund grows, then there'll always be more assets on here as well.
And that's a very good point, Joe. This year looks like a phenomenal year when it comes to asset availability. And so that's one of the reasons we are transitioning to an online platform, is to handle the increased amount of loans.
Right.
Just because the spreadsheets and the Dropbox is not a scalable system. You're just seeing a small snapshot with Notes Direct of the big information system that's behind this. It is a fairly complex, robust system that is just pretty amazing what it can do in the background. So it's all about scalability and really providing the best service and pricing to all of our folks.
Right, and just a little bit of background on Ralph for those of you guys that don't know him, that's been and it's came in kind of new. Ralph is a former Southwest pilot and flew KC-135 in the Air Force as well.
Oh my gosh, KC-135, that hurts, Joe. Just kidding.
What? Yeah.
No, I was right.
Is it?
KC-10.
Okay.
I can give you a hard time.
And so Ralph is also, he's been a Notes School student, what now, 6 years? 5 years? Ralph, did we lose you?
Sorry, buddy. I apologize. I've been since 2008, bud. So that's about 8 years.
Yep. Used to run the trade desk as well, and so Ralph has spent several months putting all this together. So
Yes, sir. And I've had a great team helping us, though.
Exactly.
Help this happen. So I appreciate everybody's help and feedback. And as we're moving along too, to everybody on the call, if you see any comments or anything or questions, throw them on our Contact Us site right up here. And we'll see if we can get to you. We'll get back to you when we can and see if we can make changes or address your questions, etc.
Okay. And so Andre says, what is Notes Direct? And just basically, I think you just went over that, Ralph, but it's the future of Note School, and it's completely interactive, and it's completely live. So if you go in and you bid on a note, and buy an asset, then it's going to come out of the queue immediately. Now I don't know, did I miss it here, or I know yesterday you were explaining that there is an opportunity that still shows up, or somebody could come in and put a backup PSA on that as well, right?
Yes, sir. NotesDirect.com is an online trading platform for notes. And as it's real-time availability. So when Joe goes and buys a note off of the off this platform, it is no longer available. Now, the great new feature of this system is that the asset is still shown, and it actually allows you to place a backup or a contingent offer on that note. The pricing will remain the same, by the way, as it was before. It's not competitive pricing. It is based on if you're Titanium or a mentoring student. That all still remains the same. So it's basically first come, first serve. But the contingent offer gives you a great opportunity to put yourself in line if for some reason that the primary person in front of you does not doesn't happen, and then you would be the next person in line. So yes, those are great questions, Joe.
Good. So we've got another one here. Does this replace, from John, does this replace the trade desk?
No, this replaces the offering desk. The trade desk will still be there, and I believe the trade desk, and correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, because that's not my area of expertise there, but the trade desk is more for deal questions when it comes to how to properly do due diligence, how to make sure, how to read a pay history. Am I correct in that?
Yes, that's basically what Michelle and Tim does on that as
Yes.
well.
And that is not, that is still going to be there for now, just because I mean, you can put those questions in here and that would be great, but as of right now, that trade desk email is still available.
Gotcha. Okay, and Gail Hampton says, what's the value of having multiple entities? We can answer that in just a few minutes as well,
Okay.
because I know,
Okay.
Ralph, you're going to want to skid off here. So I'll answer that in just a minute,
Okay. Great.
Gail. Let's see. Please confirm that all assets come only from Colonial. NotesDirect is just automating the process. Now, is that correct?
That is correct right now. Yes, all the assets on here are from Colonial. We are in the infant stage of thinking about letting others put their notes on our platform. However, that again is really in the infant stage. And before we did anything like that, we would want to vet these sellers and make sure that they qualify and that they meet our standards. That's one of the things that we really take pride in our platform here is providing good information, good notes at good prices, not outrageous prices or prices that are just unrealistic or not giving you all the information. So to answer the question, as of right now, it's all of Colonial's assets. In the future, it is a possibility that we would list other assets.
And Ralph, without having to go back to zero, Andre has a question here. But how do you log on? And just quickly, he missed the first few minutes of the call. So if you could just, you don't have to go back with all the screens, but just kind of give a brief overview. And Andre's a smart guy, so it won't take
Oh, no
long to
worries.
get him.
Well, actually, just go straight to notesdirect.com
Okay.
and you hit it. Well, no, it's logged in. I'm sorry. Hold on one second. You
Goodbye.
just go direct to notesdirect.com and you basically, this is the screen you're going to get right here. You put in your email address and your address and you log in. That's it. So you can hit right here
And
and
then,
you can
Andre,
see.
what it'll do, it's interactive and it'll take you through the process of how you do that. So you'll be able to do everything right here online from the non-disclosure when you make an offer or when you buy an asset. You're going to go ahead and fill out the purchase and sale agreement immediately. It's going to go right in. You'll sign it. It's not, you can't digitally sign it at this point, I believe,
That is
Ralph.
correct. No, you have to manually do a wet signature as of now. We are looking to try to get digital signature here in the future. However, we've had some issues with some self-directed IRA companies and trying to figure that out. So that's why it hasn't happened yet. New updates will be coming in the future.
And guys, again, this is the very, very beginning stages of this, and it's gonna, I think once we get it launched, it will be, you'll see that probably weekly, you'll see, it'll become more robust as we move through the process and make that work. So
Exactly, working
Terry
out little
says,
bugs along the way.
yep, absolutely. And it'll, as we said, and as the Colonial Cap Fund grows and we're, people are putting money there to buy, so anyway, it's going to continue to grow exponentially as we go along.
Yes,
Occasionally,
sir.
Terry says, occasionally as a performing note school student, we would see REOs available. And will this still be available, Ralph?
That's a great question, and the answer is yes. It will still be available. However, it'll be at different pricing for different folks, depending on your mentoring level. So
It's
in
just
your
like it
case.
is now. So it'll be titanium, then it'll be diamond and platinum, and then non-mentoring students
Correct.
would go from there.
Got it.
But that will be a while before this will be available to non-mentor students, obviously.
That is correct. We are shooting for June, but most likely it'll probably be July before we have non-mentoring students. But yes, all the mentoring students will be able to buy pretty much any asset. It just depends on the pricing, depending on their mentorship.
Gotcha. And Gail says one time, so on the PSA, we're going to or the purchase and sale agreement or the NDA, they're going to print it off and then scan it back in and send it back in, right?
Only the PSA, which is the purchase sale agreement, the NDA, the non-disclosure agreement, will be signed digitally online. You do not have to reattach that. Good question. That can be confusing.
Very good. Looks like we have one more, and then we're going to let Mr. Ralph pop off here. So what does this mean that we will be able to review and note before our investor is fully committed? Stuart, not really sure, other than, so you'll be able to look at all of the assets that are on there. When you find an asset that you want to purchase, you're going to go ahead and click on that. You will do the purchase and sale agreement immediately, and then that will show as sale pending. Right, Ralph?
Yes, and the key point there is that the minute you click on that you're saying that you're going to buy it, that you're purchasing it, and that a purchase sale agreement has been generated, you are now obligated to basically buy that asset. You cannot click on it and then wait and see what's going on with your investor if that's the situation that that person is describing. You got to make sure that your investor is ready to go when you hit that purchase button. So you can look at the assets all day long if you want. If they're still available, that's great. But you cannot tie up an asset to wait for it. And you may know that, but just want to reiterate that fact.
But Ralph, there is still the, and I believe it's 10 days. So once you you do sign, if there's something in your due diligence that you find out, you still have that 10-day due diligence period. Am I correct?
That is correct. Yes, sir. You are very correct in that, and it is a 10-day due diligence period, and that is for you to actually do your own due diligence on the asset, whatever you use for your process. It's correct.
You know, we still recommend that, you know, I mean, even though Colonial has vetted these assets very stringently, you still have to do your own due diligence, guys. So the process,
exactly.
You will confirm that you're going to do it. You will immediately, it'll pop up, and you'll go to the purchase and sale agreement. You will execute that, and then you have that 10-day process starting from that time to go through your due diligence process. Second part of that, Ralph, is that that asset will show up as a sale pending. And then there would be somebody who could go in, and if that were to, something happened, or they just didn't like something they saw in the due diligence files, they couldn't get over it, but you like the note and you want to go ahead and do it, then if that offer then does not complete, then you would be next in line with that asset.
You got it. That is correct.
And there's not going to be multiple. I mean, there's not going to be five people stacked up for that.
We're doing two is the maximum is what we're doing.
Not like getting into LaGuardia on a Friday afternoon. Right?
You're not kidding, bud. Especially around Memorial Day weekend.
That's right. Okay. And then, of course, Bill says, will Colonial student or Titanium student still have the ability to see assets first? That is correct. That is correct.
Yes, so once that...
Yep. So Bill, once that comes out, the Titanium students will see all of the new assets, and correct me if I'm wrong, Ralph, but they'll see all of the new assets as they pop off. Once that, I can't remember if it's the next Tuesday or the next Thursday, then they will all appear for
the rest. It's the next Tuesday afterwards, yeah. So Titanium Thursday, and then the next Tuesday afterwards is when the other assets will be available to view for the rest of the mentoring students.
That's right. That's right. Very good. Can several people make contingent? No, there's only one that backs that up.
Oh, there's two, actually, but I'm sorry. Right. There's two.
Yes, two. So there's the primary, and then there's the backup.
Correct.
And let's see. Lisa says, hello, Lisa. 10 days on the due diligence period. Is that calendar, business? What is that, Ralph?
It's 7 business days, 10 calendar days. We put 10 calendar days just because there may be some holidays in between. So we're pretty much sticking to the 10 calendar days. And as you know, if something comes up or there's a hiccup, just let us know and we can give you a day or two here and there. I mean, I'm not going to say give you another 2 weeks, but, you know, we're realistic. So just contact us, let us know what's going on, and you know, say, hey, I didn't get my BPO back, or this didn't happen, or, and we understand stuff. Or if it's over the Christmas holiday and, you know, it's a week long and it's like, oh, nothing gets done, we understand. We're realistic. So just communicate with us, let us know what's going on, and we're human just like you are, and we understand it. It's not rigid. We're going to cut you off exactly at those days.
Okay, so Ralph, we have one more here. Will assets be put online on days other than Titanium Thursday and the following Tuesday? In other words, will assets be put online on the 20th of each month? And I have no idea on that, how to answer that, Ralph.
Good question. No, it's going to be just like it is now. So on the once a month on Titanium Thursday, those assets are first released. And then on the Tuesday following, the rest of the mentoring students have access to that. So in essence, depending on your mentoring level, it's 30 days from, or a month approximately from when the last assets were released. So they're basically going to be once a month.
Gotcha. Okay, but and I think what we see, what Eddie sees as a vision for the future here is that, yes, it will get to that point when we're moving mm-hmm. into the future, that assets will be uploaded on a basis mm-hmm. or a bi-monthly
exactly.
basis. Like
and that,
that.
Depends yeah. if we have more product to offer, or if other people are offering their assets. Again, these are different procedures that we'll have to come up with in the future, for sure. But as of right now, it's basically once a month new assets come available.
And then one of the things that Ralph did point out there also is that it may be 6 months or so, but this should be available for. I would certainly for mentoring students to list assets for sale as well, stuff they're buying and then want to resell, or bought it as a non-performing and then want to sell it as a performing, and so on.
You're right. There's no specific timeline on that yet, and it's, again, in the infant stage. It's kind of like letting other sellers sell their assets on here. We have to come up with the proper criteria.
It'll be our mentor students before it's anybody else.
I believe so, but I cannot say yes or no onto that. I'm not part of that strategic vision.
Right.
But I'm saying probably.
No. I got you. We're not backing anybody into a corner here for sure.
Oh yes.
So
sir.
Now this will be. There's going to be the big demo will be at Summer Summit, which will
yes,
be
sir.
Starting next Friday, a week from tomorrow. The launch, when will this go live with assets?
Titanium Thursday, June 9th, unless you hear otherwise.
Okay. And again, for them to go ahead and go there and kind of peruse the site, they're going to go to notesdirect.com.
Correct.
They're going to put in their email address and create a password, correct?
Yep, after they've done their initial registration, yes.
Okay. So they've got to ask for a Kevin. Kevin, you're on, right?
Yes, I am. I am still here.
Okay, so we'll go through that. We'll let Ralph go. We'll go ahead and we'll answer some more questions, because I know you've been following this very closely. So, Ralph, I appreciate it. Have fun in the pool the next few days, and we're probably going to. Yep, we're going to go up to Orlando, to Fort Wilderness for a few days. So thanks so much for all your hard work. I will not see you at Summer Summit. I will be at Node Expo, though.
Okay.
My 17-year-old is graduating next weekend, so I'll be home.
Congratulations, bud.
Yes, absolutely. So thanks so much, Ralph, and we'll talk to you real soon, man.
Okay, sounds good. Before you go, I'm going to make you the organ. Who should I give the screen back to?
Organ donor? Okay, go ahead. Just send it back to me.
I think, Well, there's two organized. So I'm going to try this one.
Me is the one that's me. Is the one that's...
Okay, well, here you go. I'll try it. Is
Very
it your screen
good.
Now?
I can see my screen now. Let me get onto a different screen, though, here. I'll go back. There we go. All right, Ralph. Thanks again, man. Appreciate it. Talk soon.
Okay, bud. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, Ralph. See you. Have a good weekend.
You too, bud.
Okay.
Bye now.
Kevin, we've got a few more questions on this. Let's go ahead and run through them. Again, I know Andre was asking, so you pretty much know that process, don't you, Kevin, as far as you can explain that to Andre?
So everyone should have been emailed. It was a series of three emails, and the last email... What gave you the logon and it also gave you the registration code. So if you have not received that, then what if you can just email, I don't want to say email Joe or I, I think Riley would be the best guy, and I'll give Riley the heads up because we're assuming that everybody got it. What we can't see is we can't see in your spam folder or your junk folder. So if you want everybody to check who's on the call here, if you have not received a registration code, let us know by notifying Riley today.
Okay, how do they do that? Which email do they use?
So actually, the best one would be to go to info@noteschool.
Okay. No, email him directly. Riley.
Oh, hey, Serena.
Colonial.
Hey, who said you could be on here?
That's who's been answering all the little questions and stuff.
I thought it was more, Serena.
No, it was me.
I thought it was Joe.
I was just sitting here fat and happy.
Riley at colonialfundinggroup.com. So email him directly.
Absolutely. Good. So, Serena, is there anything that you can add to this to kind of help the students through the process?
It's really important that you use the registration code. So everybody literally on our list has been sent an invite for notesdirect.com. So either it's gone to a different email address that you possibly have in our system, or it went straight to spam or junk. So you can't register without that code. So if you absolutely cannot find it, then email Riley. But just keep in mind, he's going to send it back to the same email that it was sent to before. He's not going to go and reply to you and give you your own code. So it's very important.
Whatever email we have in the system that you receive regular emails on is
exactly
the one that it's going to come to. Correct, Serena?
That's where it's going to go. So if you didn't see it the first time, it's going to go right back to there. So make sure that you have, notesdirect.com whitelisted, or make sure that you're looking out for it. Check your spam, check your junk, because after a certain time, your junk folders automatically delete, or your
That's
spam
right.
does.
That junk in that trunk, it automatically goes out there, doesn't it? I had to say that.
So, very important.
All men, no matter how old we are, we always revert back to a 12-year-old. Right, Mark?
Anyway.
I reserve comment.
I know somebody is thinking this, Zarina, so I'm going to go ahead and ask it. So what if they send Riley an email saying, I want it sent to a different email address? Will that work?
Well, Riley's in charge of the database, so sending it directly to him, that might work, because Riley's in charge of making sure that we have the correct email address for you in our database. So if he's able to change it, he might be able to. But, again, you'd have to, contact him directly about that kind of thing.
Exactly. And understand that the office will be closed Monday. I don't know about tomorrow. But so this is all rolling out. So this is all new. So be very, very kind as we go through the process. Now, anything else you want to mention about this? I know Gail had a question about entities, so we're going to go back to that. But anything you need to add to this, Zarina? I know you've been instrumental in testing this and working on this as well.
Actually, I was going to answer Gail's entity question.
Okay.
And the reason that we allow for multiple entities is because sometimes you might want to buy in your IRA or you might want to buy in your LLC. And you're able to do that and actually enter, here's my IRA information, this asset is being bought with this company. And so there's a drop-down menu that says who's this asset going to, and that's where multiple entities would come into play. We try to, tell you guys, if you have a partner, like most of you guys have a spouse as your partner here at Note School, one person's, entities should be in charge of purchasing an asset. So that would be, okay, let's put all of the entities over on partner number A's account, and that's who we purchase through, and that's the account that we just to kind of keep communication very, very clean, because what you don't want to do is have one partner buying and then the other partner's buying, but it's going out of the same account and you don't have enough to cover it.
Right.
So,
and we know that there are several of you that are truly, it's not a spouse situation, you're truly a business partner with somebody else.
Right.
So that's very important that you keep all of that together there. Terry, Riley's email is Riley, R-I-L-E-Y, at noteschool.com. And Zarina, you may answer Michael's question there about can we separate mailing address from business address?
I believe so. And here's something else, you guys, about this whole Notes Direct thing. Everything that you input into Notes Direct, you're able to edit. So if you have, you know, a misspelling somewhere or whatever, you can always go back into your profile and edit all the information that you have. There's also something that says, you know, for instance, it asks about your documents, right, when you're purchasing. And it says, where are we sending these documents to? And it asks you, are we sending these to your servicer or are we sending them to you? And that's where you're able to input what address that you want those documents sent to. So, you know, everything in there is, you know, very foolproof, or it should be. You guys are going to prove me wrong, I'm sure.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
everything in there is foolproof, and everything can be edited. I'm always surprised. You know, there's people who find that forum.
I've kind of figured out, you know, when I'm doing a preview or a full day class, I've pretty much figured out most of the questions. So, I'll just go ahead. So now you should be thinking this, especially when I'm talking about a partial. So what if they default or what if they pay it off? So I'm going to go ahead and – no, so anyway. And then I see that Michael has one other question there. I only saw one address field for each buying entity. So
Well, then maybe not.
I don't know. So, Michael, that's something
– Can I jump in? Let me run over on it. So, Michael, what Ralph did is he basically showed you about 10% – of the site, because we're just trying to give you a quick, you know, 20-minute intro. Once we do the live tutorial, you'll see just how deep you can go into this, and to Serena's point, how specific everything can be, and then also how we've got built-in required fields where if it's not completed, you know, do not pass go, you can't collect $200, etc. So this is one of the cleanest sites I've ever seen in terms of logic and setting up your entity to be a buyer on a web-based portal for asset trading. I mean, this is an awesome tool. So it's going to make more sense once you see the full-blown tutorial.
So, and again, just to restate not what Kevin is saying there, but just to go to the point, so there will be, I guess it'll be either next Friday or next Saturday, guys. Again, I don't know. There will be a demo at Summer Summit, correct?
Correct. Ralph's going to be doing a live walkthrough, and then there's also, I believe, the following week, and don't
which
hold me to
the
that.
Night, yeah. Which will be sometime the next week, there will be a live walkthrough, a complete walkthrough, I would assume, kind of like we went through yesterday. Yeah.
Yep. Asset level.
And Gail, that is Kevin Moore speaking. I'm sorry if you know there's a problem there. I'm just kidding. Let's see, Mark. If you break it, you're not a fool. And Lisa, that is correct. I do speak the truth about the 12-year-old. And then Michael Fisher, sounds good. I love the site. Looking forward to it. It's going to be, guys, it's going to be a work in progress. And just to go back to Gail's question about entities, guys, as you grow in the business, as you grow, if you're doing properties, you may have an LLC that you invest in properties in. You may have a different LLC that you invest in notes in. You may have a subchapter S corporation that you do long-term holds in. You have an entity through which is your IRA that you can buy for your IRA. Some of you may have a trust that you buy through. So there's going to be all, you know, there's as your business grows, there'll be different strategies. And that's one of the things that Banks Botiford is going to talk about on that Thursday class for those of you that are going to that, is, you know, entity structure. And let me tell you a quick story. So I was talking to a guy in California, it's been 4 or 5 years ago, and we were talking, and he told me, and he was kind of bragging, and he says, Joe, I have 42 separate LLCs. And I said, really? And I knew the answer to this question before I asked it, so I said, so how many properties do you have? He said, 42. So let's just imagine that, Kevin, that this guy has 42 different entities because he has 42 different little houses. So he has 42 different tax returns. He has 42 different registrations with the state of California. Mm-hmm. So here's what happened to this guy. Somebody told him when he bought his first house that, maybe you should have an entity for that. So you know what he did? Every time he bought a house, he formed a different entity. So, guys, don't get ahead of yourself. Don't, if you haven't bought an asset at this point and or you haven't gotten an entity, look, just do a little research on it. Don't go out and just start an entity just to have an entity, okay? When you need it, you'll do it. I know most of you guys already have those. And you're right, Lisa. He needs a great CPA, not another entity. That's it. That's exactly right. And then Stuart says, in my purchasing entities, I cannot put a BC Canada as the system only refers to the states. Stuart, that's going to be a question. I don't know, and that would probably be something. I know you guys are going to Summer Summit. That may be something that you'll get some further explanation there as well.
They could probably build that into the form, actually.
Yes, there you go.
There's a few little tweaks. So, yeah, just bring that up, and that's probably something they can get the engineers to fix. No big deal.
Yeah, and if you've got – if you've got something that you obviously – you know, Zarina and Ralph and all these guys behind the scenes, they're very smart individuals, but – God, you know, once you do this for a while, and once you're building something like this, you just don't know. So please point it out. And how do they do that, Zarina? How do they? What was it? I know Ralph gave the information, but I can't remember what it was.
Well, if you're going to be live next week, just go up to Ralph and tell him about it. If not, what I would do is I would probably just I would email Riley about it. He seems to be the go-to guy.
Okay, and then probably can forward it to the appropriate area as far as it.
I'm taking care of it right now.
Okay, very good. Okay.
Cool.
So, guys, again, you know, that's the only way any of this stuff works is as we launch is, again, with your cooperation and with your input. So, any other questions today? I know it's 1:52. Kevin, I've been kind of out of pocket the last 25 days. I've been all over the world.
Sure.
Is there anything? I know that the Dykes Botiford class is completely full for next Thursday.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Correct.
It is.
Yeah, okay. It is full, chuck full, overflowing.
Okay, so that's there's nothing else there. Summer Summit, are we still doing registrations for that? Is there still openings there? Again, I'm not sure.
Serena,
the cutoff date, I believe, is tomorrow, I think is the cutoff date. So
yes.
If you have not registered, go ahead and register.
Yeah. Okay. And then they can do that on the site. And, of course, mm-hmm. there's some. The host hotel is full, but then there's a recommendation of several other hotels in the general area there. So, Sherry says, what time does the Thursday Dykes Botiford deal start? I'm assuming 9:00.
Yep.
And it's
registration
gonna be
at 8:30.
Registration at 8:30 starts at 9:00, and let's see. Okay, Kevin Shortell just said a webinar was scheduled right after yours, too, so don't so if it cuts off, let us know. Okay, so anyway, all right, guys, so we're going to, if you don't have any other questions, I know the office will be closed on Monday. Guys, have a happy, blessed Memorial Day, and certainly thank a veteran when you run into a veteran, or you're out, just say a big thanks. And yes, I know you guys will miss me next week at Summer Summit, and You know, I guess it just makes our reunion at Node Expo that much sweeter, guys.
Thank there you. We go. We'll go with that.
Yeah, you know, Zarina, you know, my mind is kind, and that's what my wife tells me occasionally.
We'll go with that.
Oh, my God, that's for sure. So, Zarina, are you back in Ohio, or are you still in Orlando?
Yeah, I just got up here like April 30th, so about a month or so.
I'll be spending a week up there doing several different RIAs here second week of July. So I think I'll be in Dayton, or not Dayton, but Cleveland, Akron, and Youngstown. So if you're, I don't remember where you are, but I think you're in.
That's up in the north where you're going.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. All right, guys, again, thanks so much. You guys, I think there will not be a Monday call because of Memorial Day. Tuesday, there will be a call, a non-performing call Tuesday afternoon, and then there will not be a Wednesday or a Thursday call of next week. So calls will resume at normal time week after next. So everybody have a great weekend. Have a blast at Summer Summit. I know you guys are going to love it and learn a lot. Kevin Moore, thanks so much for your help. And Ms. Zarina, thanks always for everything you do as well.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You're welcome. Everybody have a good long holiday and relax.
Yep. Thanks so much. And Kevin, you have the ability now to wear shorts and flip-flops.
He was doing that anyways.
Without looking like a weirdo.
He's doing that anyways.
Exactly.
That too. Okay, guys. Talk to you later.
No permission.
Bye. See you guys.
Bye-bye.